The Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our first guest today is Sheila Matthews Gallo, co-founder of Able Child. The website is ablechild.org. And I do believe, and you believe, that people have a right to privacy, and you also believe that people really should be allowed to exercise their freedom of speech. That is part of the Bill of Rights. And yeah. And if people don't like a particular radio program, if they don't like a particular book, if they don't like whatever, then just avoid going to those places or avoid reading those books, because it's very interesting that you can, I don't know that you can, but you can probably find a lot of horrible, horrible, horrible stuff on the internet related to some really awful stuff, and yet they're going after things that seem to impact just certain things. Big Pharma, they want to. Big Pharma is it constitutes the largest market share of our gross national product. And that is something to consider. So, depending on what you're talking about, and if it impacts profits, they're going to take you down. And I don't think that like Sandy Hook Promise, I don't think that they're thinking about that. I think they're going with their feelings. Their feelings that, I'm not sure what they're going after. But I don't. If they can talk, then other people should be able to express their feelings about things too.
Right, and you can disagree with them.
Exactly.
You can disagree with them. You could say, "I don't like," or "I disagree with the policy that you're putting out." And, you know, we don't want more mental health. We want more regulation in mental health. We want to hold these psychiatrists accountable that are raping and over-drugging. And, that's kind of, everybody has a voice in the marketplace, And I do believe in the right to privacy. Just like you have the right as a parent to say, "I don't want you diagnosing my child in school." That's the right to privacy. You have no right to do that, and again, the right to privacy is, it ends when you murder somebody and, or you're dead. It's imperative that we have the mental health records, because that's a public safety issue.
Right.
We're talking about public safety. We're not talking about feelings. And the Sandy Hook Promise, litigating people who say things that hurt their feelings, is that's their right to do. But if the media is going to pick that up and run with it and say, now we're not going to let anybody talk about policy relating to Sandy Hook or the police investigation or what occurred and how come it's vital going forward. I mean, that's not good public policy,
And going back to the school issues, children attend school to learn to read and write and do all those things, not to be diagnosed by their teacher, who does not have the qualifications to be doing that, or the school nurse. That is not their parameter. That is not their job that. And then to impose their uneducated opinion on your child, who might suffer side effects as a result of their uneducated opinion.
Right, and it's a captive audience, too.
Right.
So it's the school psychology department is getting an awful lot of information from the pharmaceutical companies, and parents are not aware that, they're not aware. You know, so Able Child wants to help make that a known fact. There's nothing wrong with us doing that, you know. I think going forward, you know, Able Child will continue to speak out and talk about informed consent. And, you know, often people say to us, don't you think that there are some children that need to be on psychiatric drugs? And you know what I say to that? We're not marketing for the pharmaceutical companies. That's not our position. Our position is informed consent. So I've been asked that repeatedly. Well, don't you think that some people, need to be on psychiatric drugs? That's not my mission. My mission is informed consent.
Right.
You know?
Well, before psychiatric drugs, there was a point in time when there was no such thing as a psychiatric drug. What did people do then? They sat on their front porch. They had people to talk to. If they were depressed, everybody suffers depression once in a while because bad things happen. People die, spouses die, children die. There's all kinds of things that make us temporarily sad. That does not mean that we need to go on Abilify or one of those depressive medications for depression. People need to put down their toys and talk to each other.
That's right. That's what a community does, is we help each other. We don't drug each other, you know, and then expect them, you know, the people not to be affected, and they're going to shoot the schools up in our churches, in our movie theaters, you know, and we have a right to know what they're on so we can stop it.
Right.
Who wants to go to the movies and get the next thing you know, you're trapped in there and somebody's shooting? Who wants to go on an airplane and have the pilot take a nosedive because he's on a cocktail of psychiatric drugs? Who wants to go into a mall to go shopping and get shot up? So we have to stop looking at the weapons and start looking at the mind and the psychiatric drugs. And until we have the frank conversation with the lawmakers and we start forcing the FDA to take action and the media to start promoting safety, public safety through, there's life-saving drugs, Deanna. Why these lifestyle drugs are taking this country down is mind-boggling, and everybody's sitting on the sidelines afraid to talk about it, you know. So I really appreciate the time that you've given to Able Child in the past and today. You know, my passion has not stopped. You know, and I will continue to make a difference if I can.
And you said a lifestyle drug. That is that really does put a different perspective on it, because what people are saying or assuming is that somehow if this child or if this person decides to take a drug, that everything's going to be okay and they're going to be happy. That's just not the case. People were endowed with feelings so that they could feel, and to drug them up and make them and expose them to the side effects is egregious. And the CDC, all of the ABC agencies of the federal government, who is the biggest user of these drugs, and look at all of the entities that they have power over, the U.S. military, the federal education, education program now is of course federalized, so they have this control over these huge groups of people who are pretty much under their jurisdiction. My gosh! That is scary, really scary.
It is, but when somebody told me actually this morning is good always overpowers bad.
So good will out.
Sorry?
Good will out, absolutely.
It will. So it's just a matter of staying the course and making sure that you're doing the next right thing. And I can't imagine that this lie is going to... Look at Hitler. Everybody believed that lie until they didn't anymore. And that's the way it's going to be about this mass drugging of children, because the children are dying, and if they're growing up, they're incapable of going into the job market, and they're incapable of succeeding as a generation. We're getting worse and worse. I mean, that's the statistics. More and more children are being drugged. It's not benefiting us, you know, and that's one woman's humble opinion, and I'm entitled to it. You know, I'm entitled to it, and everybody's entitled to have their voices heard in a calm, friendly manner. I'm always willing to discuss informed consent, and, you know, I wish nothing but peace and serenity to the families of all these mass killings. It has little to do with them personally as opposed to the public square. And there's a difference. It's not them against us. You know, it just isn't. It's the lawmakers being able to hear both sides and come to a reasonable conclusion. And without all the facts, I don't know how you could do that.
Right. And they certainly didn't have all the facts. And the people on that committee a lot of them were psychiatrists. It was definitely a group of people who were not looking for the truth, but who were looking to support Big Pharma and the government's position on what they were supposed to be doing. It was just a hung jury, not a hung jury, but it was a
dog and pony show.
Yes, that's all it was. That's
Dog
all it
and
was,
pony show.
And they didn't arrive at anything. They basically just, they just blamed it on guns and went forward with that agenda, and
more massive mental health spending, and
right.
Forced mental health screening, and that's what they always do. I mean, I've been working on this issue for close to 20 years. And what follows a mass shooting is massive mental health spending.
And screening, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so, and it's so, not solving the problem.
Right.
You know, so it's our money. You know, I mean, I wish I could pay them all just to go and not to leave their houses, for God's
right.
sake, in D.C. sometimes. You know?
Right.
It's we'd be safer if they never left their houses. You know, pay them to stay home. You
right.
know? But, I'm so grateful that you had me on the show.
Right, and I know that you have another obligation, and so you do have to leave early, which is right now.
Back. Well, I do want to thank you very much, you know, and if, you know, I'd love to be back on your show, because I really feel that going forward, there's a lot more work to be done.
I agree. Absolutely. Okay. Well, let's plan on it. Let's get it scheduled. And anyway, okay, we will wish you well. And thank you so much for being on the program today. And hope to speak with you soon. And thank you for all you're doing, and for the mission that you are filling, and also because you don't go off your target. You do not get involved in things. You have a straightforward mission, and you don't deviate.
That's you, right.
You're straight on, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And your staff and everything. Thank you. And please, you know, I hope to connect with you again.
Okay, we'll make sure that happens. Thank you so much.
All right, have a wonderful evening.
You too, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, there are tens of thousands of children who live in homes where there are guns. Yet, those children do not all become mass murderers, nor does anyone castigate the parents for keeping guns in the house. Many people would blame Nancy Lanza and accuse her of creating an environment that contributed to Adams' ultimate horrific, violent, and homicidal behavior. Years later, Peter Lanza emailed his son and asked him if he wanted to go hiking or shooting. They'd gone shooting at least twice before. Neither of the parents would have or could have conceived of what was occurring within their son's mind. Now, his mother grew up on a farm, and she was used to, she went target practicing. Heck, I went target practicing when I was a child. I went skeet shooting, and there were guns in my family's home. There were guns. I grew up in California. Everyone had a gun. Everybody that I knew had a gun. My uncle and aunt had a gun. They went shooting. They went deer hunting. It was just something that everybody had. But there wasn't the mass shootings. When I was growing up, I never heard of a mass shooting because, guess what? There weren't any. As I mentioned, we will take your calls. And we'll take, let's see, do we have somebody on? No, we don't. Okay. Okay. So anyway, everybody had a gun. It was just what people did. And but there was never a mass shooting, ever. In my recollection, there was never a mass shooting until the introduction of psych drugs. And then all of a sudden, you had people going into public places, and you cannot tell me that all of these events occurred because the government is attempting to take our guns. Because under Obama, sure, you could say that he was anti-gun, but Trump was supported by the NRA. He is not opposed to people being gun owners, and so you can't say, well, it's the government that's trying to do this. The government is, oh, I believe that the government is guilty of several lots of things, but I don't think that they are. I don't think you could qualify the government or government employees to be so compartmentalized or to be so cooperative and cohesive that they could pull off all of these mass shootings and create all of these victims and all of these witnesses. And when I began investigating this situation, and I did immediately after it happened, because there were claims that it was a false flag within 12 hours. Now, there's no one who has any brains at all, who would make that claim within 12 hours without doing any research. And research takes time. It took time for them to investigate. It took time for them to look at all of the pieces of what happened. They didn't do a good job, as our guest said. Sheila said they didn't do a good job, and they didn't. They didn't do. They did a cover-up, is what they did, and that is what I talk about in my book, Screening Sandy Hook: Causes and Consequences. And Adam Lanza, because his mother grew up on a farm, and she shot and she killed chickens, and she did all the stuff that a person growing up on a farm would do. Okay, call in with questions or comments. The number is 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. And the phone lines are open. And you can call in with a question or a comment. And, of course, that telephone number is 800-313-9443. We do have a caller. Let's take Richard in Alabama. Richard.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
There are doctors from other countries that can barely speak English, and they're barely qualified. And they work in our state and federal prisons. They come from other countries. Maybe their licenses are from Zimbabwe or anywhere. Mm-hmm. And their qualifications are highly suspect. And they take orders from the judges, state and federal. They're just told what to do. And they're paid to just sign off on whatever the judge wants.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, psychiatry has a secret. It's now possible to drug anybody, you or me or anybody, to drug us, take us to a place where we won't remember anything, drug us again and hypnotize us and run us through a training program that may take 8 or 12 hours and so thoroughly indoctrinate us that we are willing to go out and kill children, to commit any kind of crime, and to go along and accept the supervision of someone else and just do whatever this controller, this lady in the polka dot dress tells them to do. And you will never remember a thing. And if something goes wrong, if you can't do the shooting, if for one reason or another, there's always a backup available to do the shooting for you. And you will confess, and you will have excellent memory of something that didn't happen, because you will have been entrained with it under drugs, and you will never remember.
Sounds like you're talking about the Manchurian candidate, but you've made several comments. Yes, there are a lot of doctors. There are a lot of people in this country of other nationalities. And the one thing that always strikes me is the love of money. And when you go to a psychologist, a person that typically just listens to you, you spend an hour. The insurance companies don't necessarily pay for a psychologist. And if you go to a psychiatrist after the initial testing and whatnot, then all you do is do a follow-up to see how the drugs are working, and that takes 5 to 7 minutes. The insurance companies pay for that, and the psychiatrist can see 6 or 7 patients in an hour, whereas a psychologist who talks to you, or rather listens to you, doesn't, you know, it's a profit kind of thing. And of course, the big pharma, who makes a great deal of money through dispensing their drugs, and I'm talking across the board, whether you're taking antibiotics, whether you're taking whatever big pharma is pushing, they're making a lot of money. As I indicated when Sheila was on the program, the U.S. government is the biggest consumer of big pharma. And they think about this. You have probably 10 to 15 lobbyists who are pushing big pharma, who are visiting the people in Washington, our representatives and our senators. And I must laugh because, quite frankly, they do not represent us. They're there because, many of them go to Washington. They get elected because they have these dreams of oh gosh, we can go out there, we can make a difference, and they make all these promises. And when they get there, they run up against a brick wall because one person against 534 other people is not going to make a difference at all. They're going to fall in line. They're going to go along with the consensus thinking. They're going to go along with the program. The original 13th Amendment stated that there should not be any lawyers in Congress, which was wayside that they got rid of that. So you really have to look at the whole picture and really see that it's all about the money, all about the money. Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and I invite your phone calls. Richard, if you have something else you'd like to say, I invite you to stay on. Be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reaching for a dream of peace.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. And did Richard stay on? Richard, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. These drugs of which you speak, you know, the Adam Lanza drugs, they were once called handcuff drugs because the police and the judges like to use it on, you know, big, tough guys that were hard to control. They would give
and
them
you, have research about that?
Well, I've been in prison.
Okay.
And I've talked to
okay.
people.
That's
I know their records and I know, huh?
That is another okay. area where the people in charge, because that is a collective audience, a collective people that they can
captive.
Use drugs on. So any the military, the schools, prisons, whenever they have a group of people that they can exercise control over, they're going to do that. So tell us about that.
And sometimes the courts will only release a defendant on bail, or they'll give them probation or parole on condition that they take a certain drug and they come in for an audit, a blood draw to verify that they are on the drug. And like I said, they're called handcuff drugs. They kind of cripple you down intellectually. Well, some folks just cannot believe that these drugs can be used to make people do a complex series of operations and not remember what they're doing. And after the series of incriminating behaviors has been acted out, they won't remember. And even if you show the prisoner himself on a security camera, he'll still not remember. Or sometimes he will remember things that never happened in order to self-incriminate. Some people have been hypnotized to go to the bank, withdraw all their money, and take it to a certain trash receptacle and drop it in and go home. And they've done it. It's kind of difficult, but it requires a different combination of drugs and electroshock and pain, and probably you need some assistance. But these things can be done. They can be done in prison psychiatric wards.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is there's a lot of people that confess the things that they never did.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And we think that we are strong-minded, that if something like this happened to us, we would remember. No. There are drugs that completely erase your memory for a day or a week, and you will have no idea what you were doing all that time. But, I mean, you will have no truthful idea, but you will have a fantasy planted in your mind from watching a video game or some sort of semi-entertainment video, some reality goggles or something like that, and you mm-hmm. can have a fantasy firmly entrenched in your mind, and you will not remember how it got into your mind, but you will believe it, and you will confess.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a very sad situation.
Yes. It says something about the human soul. I've always been suspicious of the idea that the human soul is not organic or not genetic. I believe that there are elements to the human soul that are genetic and can be inherited from the parents. You know, like a tendency to rape. A lot of rape babies are just given away. But people who follow, who are allowed, and like people in law enforcement who can follow the records of these rape babies being given away, donated to institutions, they can find out that the rape baby often becomes a rapist himself.
Oh, you mean a baby that's been raped?
A baby produced by rape.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, with the incidence of abortion, I think that given that there have been 58 million abortions in this country since passing of Roe v. Wade. So I don't know. I don't have any knowledge of that. But I do know that
police used to keep records of the backgrounds of these children that were donated to Child Protective Services, including the rape babies. They would keep records. They used to keep records. They don't do it anymore.
That is another area. Thank you for bringing that up. That is another group of people the children in the child protective agencies, many of them, because they are under the jurisdiction of a government agency, many of those children are on psych drugs. Because well, as I mentioned before, the government controls the military, they control the entity I just talked about, Child Protective Services, they control the schools, they control the prisons. What other big group of people who are really under the jurisdiction of a government entity are on drugs? And that is why I say that the federal government is the biggest consumer of Big Pharma. And when you talk about Big Pharma and you talk about the people, the FDA. Now, the FDA was not, the FDA does no testing of anything that that is taken to them. They have to pay, a producer of whatever they're producing has to pay the FDA a certain amount of money in order for the FDA to approve of their product, whether you're talking about butter or whatever you're talking about. And the producer usually does all the testing of the product, and they just turn those records or not, but they do all the testing. And so what the FDA was designed to do was to protect the corporation, the various corporations that apply to them for an FDA approval. And remember that the FDA was not designed to protect the consumer. And the FDA, between the FDA and the corporations, there is a big, huge revolving door. You can go from working for Merck to working for the FDA in their medical approval department. It's not called that, but I'm just saying that. There's a big revolving door. It's all about money. It's all about the money that the Congress critters collect from the lobbyist. And as I mentioned earlier, the biggest, when you're looking at the GPA, gross national product, the one that has grown the most has been Big Pharma. And so they see our bodies as vehicles to profit. And prisoners are they're in prison. They're under the jurisdiction of a government entity.
Yeah. And they're paid a little bit. They're paid maybe a dollar a day to be in a drug trial.
And who's not going to do, you know, sure, you're going to do that.
And, of course, it may drive them crazy. It may kill them. But, you know, if you're in prison, a dollar a day looks like a lot.
Sure. And you really don't have a lot of choices. You're there. It's a pretty sad situation. But when you look at Big Pharma, and you look at how much money they're making, and when you put it, tie it all together, which I have tried to do in my book, then it presents a different picture. So, anyway, did you have some other comments that you'd like to share?
Well, do you have another call?
I don't.
Oh. Gee, that's odd. I listen to you every weekend.
Well, thank you.
I seldom call because you have plenty of calls.
I know. Maybe people are just so interested in what you're saying, they don't want to interrupt.
Oh, the weather is beautiful. I guess people are out swimming.
Maybe that's what they're doing. They won't. They're not swimming here because we've had a lot of rain. But Anyway, I was mentioning before that Adam Lanza taught her two sons how to shoot, and Adam Lanza's first gun was a lightweight aluminum Ruger 10-22, and he used to shoot at paper bullseyes and other shapes. His mother taught him gun safety, and he was very comfortable with the firearm. And her friend, a Mr. Fontaine,
I heard that Adam was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome.
He had problems from the time he was born. Now, most people think that, the most educated people, and this is very interesting, are the ones that usually are the most easy to indoctrinate. And they want to follow the vaccine schedule. They want to do everything that they're told because they've been programmed to accept information, and often they don't ask questions. But Adam Lanza had problems from the time that he was born. In fact, when he was born, he was born C-section. Now, when you're born C-section, they cut the cord, and a third of the blood that was supposed to go to your brain is sold, because after all, it's
sold?
Profit. Yes.
They sell the blood?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, you're not supposed to cut the cord for a couple of minutes after birth until the blood turns blue.
You're not supposed to cut the cord, but you're not supposed to do a whole bunch of stuff. But that isn't what happens.
And the drugs that you give to mom go right through the cord into the baby, and it stops the baby from breathing. And a lot of babies do not breathe when they're born, and they don't get enough oxygen. They just forget to breathe because they're so drugged.
Peter Lanza, Nancy Champion, married on June 6, 1981. They had a son, Ryan, on April 10, 1988. Nancy gave birth to her second son, Adam Peter Lanza, via cesarean section on April 22, 1992, at Executor Hospital in New Hampshire. She most likely did not breastfeed Adam, or at least not for long, as she returned to work and had daycare for Adam in 1992 and 1993, according to the official records. Meanwhile, Peter continued his schooling. Her husband went to school. He was going to school. And anyway, a C-section, cesarean section, they do cut the cord. They take the blood, a third of the blood, and sell it. So he did not receive, he only received part of the blood that was supposed to go to his brain, but he didn't. And that's just the way it is. And so, anyway, he was probably, as I mentioned, the more educated the parents are, the more that they will go with the state-mandated vaccine schedule, and they won't look into it. And so he probably received all of his vaccines that were in the schedule. Keep in mind that he was born right after the schedule was increased dramatically. The children born in 1991, 92, 93, the CDC recommended all of these full spectrum thimerosal laced vaccinations at 2, 4, 6, 12, and 18 months. Okay? He probably didn't get the hepatitis B shot, but he probably got all of his shots. And so He didn't speak until he was three years old.
I was a little boy in the Truman administration. I think I was in the third grade, and I got a whole bunch of shots. That was the last year of World War II, and everybody was super patriotic and gung-ho, and I got a lot of shots.
Well, vaccines really...
I got Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, they started the vaccine program had its beginnings in 1932, when they really started thinking about vaccines. And so if you were born after 1944 or 45, thereabouts, as you mentioned during the Truman years, then you probably started getting vaccinated and whatnot. But anyway, we do have another caller. We do have another caller.
You know that Roosevelt got a polio vaccination?
No, he had polio because he went swimming in a filthy, filthy pond. That's how he got polio.
I saw a photograph in a history book of Governor Franklin Roosevelt with his arm, his sleeve rolled up, getting a vaccination. The caption in the picture says, Governor Roosevelt.
Well, he still got polio. If you got it from a dirty pond or a vaccine, he's still got polio, right? Okay, we're going to a quick break. We'll be right back. And then we'll take Ray in New York. Be right back.
Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has...
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and let's take Ray in New York. Ray?
Yes, thank you. Can you go over the information you gave about Dr. Spock? For some reason, that madness escaped me. It's the first time hearing about it.
Dr. Fox?
Spock, not your guest, your first.
Yeah, that's Dr. Fox. Paul
Fox.
F-O-X, Fox.
No. Spock. Oh, are you talking about the pediatrician Spock or someone different?
I don't know who you're talking about. We didn't talk about Dr. Spock.
Who was it that she said that was
Fox.
Had the license taken away
Fox.
Or suspended?
Fox. F.
Oh. Oh, F-O-X. Fox.
Fox.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I still don't know who that person was. Could you go over a little bit, please?
He treated Adam Lanza. He also treated many other patients. One patient that he treated was a 10-year-old boy, 10, 11-year-old boy, and that child was on so many drugs because, you know, he was on several drugs. He couldn't leave his house. It totally destroyed his brain. Absolutely, totally destroyed his brain. Dr. Fox also engaged in what he referred to as consensual sex over a 2-year period of time with a young lady who finally reported it at the age of 19. So apparently she was 17. His wife divorced him. And he gave up his license to practice in Connecticut and New York, and quickly left the country. And went to New Zealand, and he said that he took his medical records with him at one point, and then at another point he said, "Oh." When the government came after him and said, "We'd like to see your records," he said, "Oh gosh, they're in storage." But he was a real jerk, and he worked for a university. The university did not prosecute him for his sexual misbehavior, and nobody ever prosecuted him for what he did.
Oh God. Have any of your guests talked about the satanic rituals that these pedophiles, these monsters engage in?
Well, I don't know, because today we're talking about this particular incident. But I have heard that there are groups that do that. I have not researched that myself. I rarely give my opinion about something that I know nothing about. Stay over the break if you'd like to, and we can chat some more about this. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Stop the hour, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.